Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kaya Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nikita. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Kaya Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajeev Suri, Global Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Arihant Dhariwal, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand the floor to the management for their opening remark, and then we would have a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the company's behalf. The investor presentation has been updated on our website, kaya.in, and contains the financials, key metrics, and business updates. I hope you have had a chance to go through it. Let me begin the conference call with the Q2 performance. Starting with Kaya India performance, the clinic business registered a 5% growth over Q2. Product business at clinics registered a revenue growth of 4% over Q2 FY24, mainly driven by categories like hair care, which grew by 183%, body care, which grew by 57%, and sun care, which grew by 20%. Services business registered a revenue from operations growth of 5%, mainly driven by categories like body, hair care, and anti-aging. Body category continued to show strong growth of 40% versus Q2 last year, and anti-aging category has grown by 12%. Hair care services, aided by advanced diagnostic tools and revamped customer journey, witnessed a 19% growth versus Q2 last year. ATS grew by 1%. NPS scores continue to trend higher, with Q2 FY25 at 87, reflecting great customer service for which Kaya is well known for. A quick update on other initiatives. Expansion: Kaya launched two new clinics in Q2, Pimple Saudagar in Pune and Sunview in Ludhiana. Pimple Saudagar was inaugurated by leading Marathi actress Sai Tamhankar. It is the fifth clinic in Pune, which is enjoying a 4.8 Google rating right now. Sunview was graced by leading business figure Ms. Rajni Bector on the day of the launch. It is the second clinic in Ludhiana City and is enjoying a five-star Google rating. Clinic refresh: As you are aware, we embarked on a clinic refresh and a brand refresh program last financial year. As part of this program, we continued a clinic refresh initiative. We relocated four clinics in Q2. These clinics are in Kolkata, Delhi, Ludhiana, and Bangalore, and are enjoying positive customer sentiments as captured in the Google review of the clinics. A total of seven clinics have been relocated since the start of this financial year. On renovations, Kaya renovated four clinics in Q2, making it seven renovations from the start of this financial year. On service technology, to uplift customer experience and outcome, we invested in 29 new dermatology machines, including in anti-aging, acne, body, hair care, and laser hair reduction in this quarter. On innovation, the Kaya AI app. Kaya launched its proprietary CLEAR AI app, which delivers comprehensive analysis of skin health, identifying specific concerns such as aging, acne, acne scars, blemishes and open pores. The app is backed by Kaya's expert knowledge on Indian skin types, drawing from a rich database of over thousands of Indian customer references to ensure precise diagnosis for dermatologists. The AI engine trained with these annotated images makes the tool highly accurate for skin analysis, ensuring personalized and effective skincare. Our new product development contributed to 5% of Kaya Clinic collections, and new services contributed to 6% of Kaya Clinic collections. Use of marketing automation, including WhatsApp bot and web bot, helped improve customer experience. On Kaya Smiles contributed more than 90% of Kaya Clinic's collection in the last quarter. We focus on experiential marketing for our Kaya Smiles Platinum and Kaya Smiles Gold Elite base by giving free services, which helped us grow collections. In quarter two, the loyalty program collections grew by 4% versus the previous quarter. On the people front, in quarter two, Kaya is proud to be honored as one of the 2024 Avstar and Seramount 100 best companies for women in India, earning a spot in the Hall of Fame for 5 consecutive years. This year, we've been recognized for our outstanding L&D initiative, customer-centric selling. Now, going on to the Middle East business, the sale of Kaya Middle East FZE and its subsidiaries has been completed on 6 June 2024. Further to this, all the conditions precedent as per the share sale and purchase agreement for Kaya DMCC sale has now been completed, and the holding company has applied for share transfer application at Kaya DMCC, which is the local authority, for approval. Based on the application submission, Kaya DMCC has now been classified as discontinued operations in the consolidated financial results for the quarter ended 30th September 2024. The group has recognized a loss of 4.7 CR from discontinued operations during this quarter. Update on the rights issue. The rights issue process can be started after the completion of the Kaya DMCC sale, which is pending subject to local authorities' approval and is expected in the very near term. On the financial performance, revenue from operations at a standalone level is at 52.4 CR for quarter two, a growth of 1% over the corresponding quarter last year. Standalone loss after tax and other comprehensive income for quarter two was at INR negative 10.7 CR as compared to a loss of INR 36.5 CR over corresponding quarter to FY24. The detailed financial information update is already with you in the uploaded investor presentation, and you may refer to that for additional information on the performance. I now open the session for questions, and my colleagues and I will be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Manan.
Hi. So my first question is, you just said that the consolidated numbers don't include the numbers from the subsidiaries that we've sold off. But so if we wanted to compare on a like-to-like basis year-on-year, do you have the revenue numbers for the previous year, ex of the subsidiaries that we sold?
Yes, Manan. So the consolidated financials are basically now like-to-like, which is nothing but the standalone entity.
Okay, fair enough. So I should compare consolidated right now versus the standalone last year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, sir, on the second, we announced a partnership with Marico, I think last month or a month before that. Could you quantify or give some guidance as to what we are trying to do with that partnership and how we are trying to take it forward?
So with respect to the collaboration with Marico, so we have given exclusive rights to Marico to scale up Kaya's range of efficacy-based product outside of Kaya clinics, thereby, you know, kind of accelerating the product growth and the brand visibility for Kaya, which will indirectly, directly help us increasing the footfall at the Kaya clinics.
Right.
So this will, you know, kind of give us a indirect brand visibility from the market.
And it's the collaboration started only in September, so it's too premature to really talk about the numbers and impact, but I think by the time we are in next quarter, we should have a full quarter under our belt and should be able to give some relevant information.
Right. Is it fair to assume, sir, that our focus is still going to remain the clinics, not the product standalone? Like, selling the products is not going to be the prime focus, but it's going to be the clinics?
So within our, look, as a company, the strategy would be to focus on clinics and the clinics business and services business. However, product remains a important component of our clinics business, contributing to 14% of the business. And therefore, our investment in product will continue for the clinic and services business.
Right. That makes sense. And so on, I'm not sure what slide number this is, but on the product side that you put in your presentation, you've spoken about how hair care products had a growth of 183%, bath and body grew by 57%. Could you give us a sense of the base of these products, like the base that this growth is on and where the current number is at?
So we normally don't share breakup on details on products on a line-wise basis. But we can have a call with you offline to share it if it's an important part of what you're trying to analyze.
Right, that makes sense. Thank you so much for all the answers, sir. I will get on that call with you offline later on.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Poddar from Carnelian Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Rishabh, you are.
Yeah. So, pardon my ignorance, I'm just new to this company. I just wanted to understand, I had a few questions. First, I wanted to understand that, is all the, you know, write-offs, done in this quarter?
Sorry, Rishabh, your voice is not clear. Can you...
Is it better now?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to understand that all the write-offs for the, you know, the existing entity, is it behind us now? And from Q3 onwards, we would not be having any other impairment losses?
So you're talking about the impairment losses which you have taken in the quarter, right?
Correct, correct.
Yeah. So see, the consideration is still pending to be received from DMCC as some customary adjustments. So we are just waiting for the sale to get completed, and once we do the actual true-up, we can give you a better clarity whether there is any further impairment losses which requires to be taken in the financial or not.
Okay. So we might have some losses in the other two quarters as well?
Maybe. Not that much, not that material, but maybe something when we'll come to know about the actual true-up.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And sir, I also wanted to understand what is the kind of growth that we are targeting and what kind of margins are we targeting, you know, for FY 25 and 26? And, you know, when do we, you know, see ourselves, you know, coming out of losses?
Look, we normally don't share forward-looking statements with regards to our profitability or our margin structures. However, we are working towards a rights issue. We are working towards expansion, and we believe a combination of these two will lead to the path of profitability.
What kind of number of clinics are we targeting to open every year?
Yeah. So again, that's a forward-looking statement. So we can't disclose how many clinics we would plan for next year. However, the mention we are making is that our expansion, which we are currently doing, will be accelerated, and the number we will keep disclosing quarter by quarter.
Okay. 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 Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Giri from Shubhlabh Research. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, Prateek.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Suri. Greetings. Thank you for taking my question. Mr. Suri, apologies to press again on the same point, you know, because it gets covered under the purview of forward guidance. But I just wanted to understand, you know, our path to profitability. We used to have around 100 stores in FY18. Now we are down to 76. I am assuming we chose to operate only those which are profitable and promising. But still we are seeing muted performance, you know, in terms of profitability of these stores. So if you can allude, you know, what can change for us, you know, going ahead, leading to profitability?
So look, Prateek, the clinic business, if you were to look at it, is profitable at roughly 26-27%. Except for three clinics, every clinic now is EBITDA positive. And then there are certain head office costs which are a necessity to manage and run the business. Change will come when the scale and the growth comes in the form of a combination of organic and inorganic, and a balance sheet and other will get strengthened also once we do the rights issue and return all the loans in the books. And therefore, on one hand, we will have a financial, let's call it restructuring in the sense of a rights issue, returning of loans that will improve the balance sheet, have cash in the bank. And using that as a tool, we would then accelerate the expansion without having to borrow, let's call it, funds to do the expansion. And with that accelerated expansion and the combination of activities we are doing around customer acquisition, we believe the path to profitability will follow.
Just a follow-up on that, Mr. Suri. In our corporate expenses, you know, is there a scope of reduction, or we are already at, you know, optimum mix of cost, you know, at our corporate level? I mean, in our non-clinic expenses, which are primarily in our corporate office.
Yeah. So look, on the head office, we have two components. One are the sort of corporate overheads and employment costs, and the other is the ASP and marketing. In our view, look, which sort of amount to 25% odd. In our view, there is no scope to reduce the costs mainly for marketing. And we want to use the scale of the head office employees and the team so that when we are growing and we use them as a platform from growth, and therefore the growth should exceed any future cost increases once we are in full momentum. On marketing, it's important that we continue our efforts because the game would be won on customer count and additional feet into our clinic, and therefore it's going to remain an important part of our future planning.
Got it. Got it. Interestingly, I just missed that part. 25% of what? I mean, corporate cost is 25% of the corporate, is it?
Yeah, so the corporate cost includes the marketing cost as the back office cost, which includes my back office employee cost and the other overheads.
Okay, and this is around 25% of our top line, current top line.
Okay, yeah, 25% of our top line.
Okay. This last one, Arihan, we have stopped giving the number of customers we have attended to post in the quarter. So any reason behind that, or is it just a mess?
Sorry, Pratik, we missed you. Your voice was not clear.
Oh, sorry, I'm asking, we have not given the number of customers, the customer counts which we usually give in our presentation, investor presentation. So is it just a miss, or is it going to be stopped from now on?
So see, if you will see the our revenue growth is 5%. And if you will see, our interest is growing by 1%. So there is the customer, it's not a miss, the customer count is a decline, I would say, as compared to the last quarter. But if we split between the existing and the new customers, our new customers are growing double digits, but our existing customers are declining. So overall, it's a decline at the front moment. But yeah, we are making various efforts to kind of recover it and making it to a growth story.
Understood, Arihan. Understood. Best wishes for the future, and happy Diwali to the team. Thank you.
Participant who wish to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a movement while the question queue assembles. The next question is from the line of Shyam Garg from Ladder Up Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm a little new to the company. I have a few basic questions. So what will the amount of fundraise will be doing by right issue, and where will the same be utilized?
So Shyam, we have taken earlier when we have notified, the maximum limit for right issue is up to 300 crores, for which we have taken the approval. That's the size of the rights issue. And with respect to the application, it's basically a forward-looking statement, and right now we'd like to avoid that. But we are kind of still identifying and kind of finalizing the application of the funds, and we will let you know in the due course.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. Participant who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pratik Giri from Shubh Labh Research. Please go ahead.
Anant, one small query. How much time does it take for a new clinic to be EBITDA profitable for us? I mean, including the rent cost, I am asking.
So you want to know the operational level, clinic?
Or return
or the payback?
Payback? The payback is
generally 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It takes around almost 1.5 to 2 years to become the clinic at break-even at operational level.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you, Arihan. Very helpful.
Thank you.
No, not.
Participant who wish to ask questions may press star and one. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant who wish to ask question may press star and one. As there is no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comment.
Thank you for participating. We appreciate the time you have taken to attend our investor call and wishing you all a happy Diwali. Thank you.
On behalf of Daulat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.